AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senators in South Carolina again rejected a proposal to ban nearly all abortions in the state, but left open a small chance some compromise could be reached. The House in South Carolina in September insisted on its own version of a full ban on abortions, with exceptions only for pregnancies caused by rape or incest, or if the life of the mother was threatened. As the midterm elections draw near, President Biden is trying to energize his party's voters by reminding them how they felt 4 months ago. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says there was anger and disbelief when the Supreme Court overturned the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion.
If you care about the right to choose, then you got to vote.
Saying if Democrats control enough seats in Congress, the first bill he'll send there next month will be one codifying Roe. And once it passes, he'll sign it in January.
50 years after Roe was first decided the law of the land.
It's an uphill battle, though, with the GOP widely expected to at least gain the House. Even if Democrats keep the Senate, a narrow majority would not be enough to overcome a likely Republican filibuster of an abortion bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gene McGuire, a 91-year-old civil rights activist and education pioneer who was stabbed while walking her dog in a Boston park last week, says after being released from the hospital, she no longer feels safe walking alone in the city. McGuire is the first black woman to serve on the Boston School Committee. The suspect remains at large. Police in Los Angeles in riot gear faced off with yelling protesters outside a city hall entrance, demanding the city council stop its meeting until two of its members resign over racist remarks. Police pushed back protesters who moved back and then retreated across the street without any incident. The government says 11 more crash deaths are linked to automated tech vehicles. This is AP News. A man is being held in Florida for the deaths of four people in Oklahoma.
A man wanted for questioning about the deaths and dismemberment of four men in eastern Oklahoma has been arrested in Florida. According to police in Okmulgee, Joe Kennedy was arrested Monday in Daytona Beach Shores while driving a stolen vehicle. Kennedy is being described as a person of interest in the deaths of Mark Chastain, Billy Chastain, Mike Sparks, and Alex Stevens, who had been reported missing. Their dismembered bodies were found last week in the Deep Fork River in Okmulgee. It's about 40 miles south of Tulsa. I'm Norman Hall.
A college wrestler from a small Wyoming school helped his teammate survive a grizzly mauling over the weekend by trying to wrestle the massive bear off his friend near Yellowstone National Park. Kendall Cummings was injured himself. He had to undergo surgery. His teammate, Brady Lowry, suffered a broken arm and puncture wounds. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.